Welcome to this month's installment of Author Audio, brought to you by Quality Progress Magazine and ASQ, the global voice of quality. My name is Mark Edmond, and I'm the Associate Editor of Quality Progress. Joining me today is Natalia Skrabina, the author of Organize How You Innovate, an article in the June 2011 edition of Quality Progress. The article talks about using ISO 9004:2009 standard to further an organization's innovation efforts. Natalia is the Managing Director at Quality Professionals Resource Center in Waterloo, Ontario. She earned a master's degree in Engineering Sciences, Automated Control of Electrical Systems from the National Technical University of Ukraine. Natalia is also a member of ASQ. She's authored and co-authored a number of publications on quality management and related topics, including Quality Management Basics. She's also had work published in Quality Progress, including Sustainable Future, another article that covers how 9004 can help guide organizations toward long-term success. Thanks for joining us today, Natalia.
Thanks for having me on Author Audio.
First off, tell our listeners a little bit more about your background and why you tackled the subject of 9004 and innovation.
During my career, I co-founded several very successful companies, and I believe that to succeed in a rapidly changing business environment, an organization needs to innovate continuously. Moreover, innovation processes should be applied not only to products, but to technologies and business systems. And it's not only the quality of innovative ideas that counts, but also the time to generate them and the capabilities of a business to do it repeatedly and consistently. The guidelines of ISO 9004:2009 on what makes business successful in the long term are completely aligned with my business experience, and this is why I put a lot of effort into promoting these ideas further through publications and training courses.
Okay, in general, what can you tell listeners about the fundamental rules of innovation?
On the most fundamental level, more than 95% of innovations are based on so-called principle of cross-pollination. The main idea of cross-pollination is that if something worked really well in one area, it can be applied to another one. Statistical quality control is a good illustration of this. Since initially, it was introduced in manufacturing, and over time, it was applied to software and services. The key is to organize information flow and processes to find as many matches as quickly as possible, and to do it on a continuous basis.
Go over then how innovation relates to quality management.
It may sound like a contradiction, this viewing innovation as pure creativity, but innovation goals and objectives can be successfully achieved through process definition, measurement, and control within a quality management system. While quality management systems have been accepted as a proven way to organize resources and activities to achieve established objectives, the ISO 9004 raises the bar even further by giving us a suggestion to apply a process approach to innovation. This standard places innovation as a subsequent process in the architecture of a business system. And this process follows processes of monitoring, measurement, analysis, and review. Through all of these steps, an organization receives information, organizes it to find a match, and then makes the next step forward through innovation.
Go over a little bit more about how or where 9004 diverges from what people normally think of as innovation.
Definitely, normally people don't think of innovation as a process, but they see innovation as a sparkle, inspiration, and creativity only. In contrary to this widespread point of view, ISO 9004 tells us that, quote, An organization needs to establish and maintain an effective and efficient innovation process, unquote. The standard also provides criteria for evaluation of innovation on a scale from 1, which is the basic process maturity level, to 5, which is a level that indicates process capabilities to achieve sustained success. In addition to that, ISO 9004:2009 gives us clarifications on application, timing, influences, and risks with regards to innovation. In other words, the standard helps to change our perspectives on innovation from mystery to mastery.
So stepping back a little bit, how does this approach contribute to an organization's overall sustainability? How does it breed success within an organization?
Innovation is absolutely essential to both social responsibility and business sustainability. This is because innovation helps to continuously move the environmental, social, and economical performances of an organization to the next level. And these are key elements of social responsibility and business sustainability. Successful companies realize that innovation shouldn't be focused on answering just one question: what new features of my product and service would impress my customer the most? In addition, innovative companies ask such questions as, what is the best way to benefit from a new technology? How to complement a new solution already used by my customer? Or how to take advantage of a new trend or new capabilities? Approaches of an organization to innovation included into a number of criteria developed over the last 2 decades to evaluate business sustainability, including the Dow Jones Sustainability Indexes and assessment criteria for the 100 most sustainable corporations in the world. Investors, customers, and business partners are interested in the capabilities of an organization to innovate, to remain successful, sustainable, and profitable in the long term.
Can you go a little further? Give listeners a real life example of how knowing about the standard, using the standard, can make a difference for an organization.
Right. Some of the most successful companies in the world organize innovation processes based on continuous gathering and analysis of information from different sources. Examples are Procter & Gamble, Connect and Develop, IBM, Idea Jams, NASA, ClickWorker Project, and BMW, Virtual Innovation Agency. In their essence, these companies use information technologies to build collaboration between large groups of people, both inside and outside of an organization, to generate innovative ideas. Bill Gates, in his book Business with the Speed of Thought, compares information technologies with a brain of an organization. Examples I mentioned above help to illustrate how such brain of an organization can help to produce sparkling innovative ideas. And these are the examples of using ISO 9004:2009 in practice.
What kind of advice would you give organizations that want to improve the way they innovate?
If a company still doesn't use social networks, blogs, and discussion forums to connect with customers, investors, employees, and all other interested parties to get their feedback and innovative ideas, the time to do it is now. The next step is to structure and analyze information, and remember that negative feedback is often more important than positive to shape products and systems. A continuous dialogue with all interested parties is extremely important. As an example, our customers always give us ideas for new services and training courses. What's required is to listen, watch, act by taking small steps forward and evaluate the results, and then listen again.
Well, I definitely enjoyed listening to you talk about the subject, and thanks for taking time to explain things.
Thank you very much, Mark. My pleasure to be here.
Okay, again, you can find the article, Organize How You Innovate, in June 2011's Quality Progress, and at our website, www.qualityprogress.com. This is Mark Edmond, and thanks for listening.